Hi, welcome to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. My name's Craig Norman. I'm the women's basketball coach, head coach at Bishop's University. This is a new weekly show that will chronicle our upcoming season, preview games and competitions, introduce you to our players, introduce you to different coaches and special guests within the greater basketball community. We will also introduce you to former players and spotlight their working careers. We will try to keep you up to date on local, provincial, national, and international basketball news. We will also try to introduce you to innovative coaching tips and training concepts. There will be a huge focus on our program and all different facets of it, including academics, strength and conditioning, nutrition, mental training, recovery, and regeneration. We will also try to introduce you to some of our major recruits throughout the season. This past week on Wednesday, September 20th, the 82-83 and the 83-84 Lady Gators teams, who were the national champions in those respective years, were inducted into the Sherbrooke Sports Hall of Fame. Two former players were present, Andrea Blackwell and Joanne Gordon. This past summer, we opened up our selection camp on August 1st and we played three NCAA games. We played against South Alabama Jaguars from Mobile, Alabama, and we were defeated 67-42. It was a game versus a Division I opponent. We were a bit shorthanded, but we gave it our best effort. On August 10th, we played Tiffin College, a Division II school from Ohio, and again we were defeated 64-59. It was a close game, but we ran out of gas in the fourth quarter. On August 26th, we played our third NCAA opponent, which was St. Francis from New York, and we lost 70-64 in overtime. On September 5th, we opened up our regular training camp and all our players were back from their summer jobs and from their visits home with their families. We have all our players returning back from last year and we've bolstered our lineup with a couple of key recruits. Edith Noblechilla, a fifth-year player from Ecuador, is back in her fifth year and she's our starting point guard. We have Ashley Malum, a third-year player from Montmorency, who should have a big year. We have Mara Marchesotti, a fifth-year player from Buenos Aires, Argentina, who played for her national team this summer. She will be on the show later in the afternoon. First-year players who are coming in are Mary Barouette from Dawson College and Eve-Marie Houle from Cégep Sainte-Foy. Our coaching staff is myself, Craig Norman. We have Steve Cassavy as our lead assistant coach. And we have Diane Andreville, who's a graduate assistant coach. Throughout the year, we will chronicle each and every one of our players and we will get to meet them and get to know what they're studying and their strengths and weaknesses as a player. Today, we're fortunate to have Mara Marchesotti here from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic.
Okay, welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Today, we're going to move on to the Meet a Gator component of our program. Today, we have Mara Marchesotti with us. Mara's a special player. She's 6'5". She's a fifth-year senior. She's from Buenos Aires, Argentina. She's an international player who this past year played in the FIBA 3-on-3 championships and then made the senior national team, which competed in a world championship qualifier. She won a silver medal and helped her country qualify for next year's World Cup. In 2013-14, Mara was the Bishop's Freshman Athlete of the Year. And last year, in 2016-17, she was arguably the most improved player in the country when she averaged 11.5 points per game and 7.7 rebounds per game. Mara, where did you grow up and when did you start playing basketball?
I grew up in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and I started playing basketball when I was 14 years old.
Great. Can you please tell us about the sports system in Argentina?
Yes, it's very different from the one in Canada. We don't play for high school or university. We have clubs, so you go to school and then you play for your club.
Okay. Mara, when were you first identified for the national team program in Argentina?
That was when I was 14. They have this program once every few years. They call new players to see them up, and that's when they met me for the first time.
Can you please talk to us about your earlier experience with the junior national team, and then your experience this summer with the 3-on-3 championships, and then your experience with the AmeriCup qualifier with the senior national team? How did this summer come about, and what was the pressure like playing in front of your home country?
Yes, it's very, very, like, there's a lot of pressure on that. Like, the first time I made the national team was in 2009, the under 15. And after that, in 2010, we didn't have any tournaments. And 2011, I made the team again, but 1 week before traveling, I injured myself. I have a stress fracture, so I couldn't travel to that tournament. It was very disappointing. And then 2012, we went to Puerto Rico with the team to qualify to the World Cup under 19, and 2013, that was playing Lithuania. And that was a very nice experience. We traveled through Europe a bit. And then, well, this summer I played the 3-on-3. That was a really nice experience. We went to France, and very different type of tournament than any other FIBA ones. And after that, I made the senior national team. And, well, I mean, it's a different kind of pressure playing at home, as you have your whole country there supporting you, that sometimes you don't think that many people actually come watch you, right? And you have your family there as well, seeing you play. So it's a good pressure, though. Like, I think you end up enjoying it.
How do you think this past summer is going to help your development moving forward in your basketball career?
Oh, it's going to help me a lot. The fact that I'm with the senior national team, that gives you a lot of publicity somehow. Like, people get to see you more, and you have more opportunities maybe to go play outside if you want to in the future. So, and also I played against really physical players in the tournament, so that helped me grow a bit more as a player as well. So it was good.
Well, Mara, how did you end up at Bishop's University 5 years ago? How did that come about?
It's a bit of a long story. When I finished high school in 2011, I decided I wanted to play abroad and study. So I kind of did my own thing and started looking for universities in the States. But there's a coach, an Argentinian coach that was living in Montreal, and he told me if he could help me out to look in Canada. And he showed me Bishop's and also the Dinos from Calgary. So I was between those two universities, and, well, I finally ended up here.
Have you enjoyed your time at Bishop's and living in a small community like Lennoxville?
Yes, I did. It's very different from back home. I'm from a big, big city, but I definitely enjoy it here. It's really nice.
Can you briefly describe your career in your, you know, years 1 to 4 and now going into your fifth year? What it's been like for you?
Well, I mean, it's been definitely tough. The first 3 years at Bishop's have not been easy, per se. Like, we have very tough seasons. But, I mean, the fourth year was already starting to improve, and now I think we have a really good team for this final one.
Now tell me, what are your expectations for this year, both individually and as a team? Have you set some goals for yourself?
Definitely I have. I believe that our team can make the playoffs this year. Like, I have really high expectations for us. And individually, I believe that I want to enjoy my last year here, as well as obviously compete and win. But definitely, like, enjoy my last year at Bishop's.
Can you, you know, a big part of our program, I believe, is the fact that we consider our athletes to be student athletes. All right, mm-hmm. It's a big component of our program. Can you please tell us about your studies and your academic goals, and maybe if you're looking to go to graduate school?
Sure. So I'm doing a double major in fine arts and classical studies. I started with fine arts, and then when I decided to do a fifth year, I went to do a double major with the other classical studies. And yes, I mean, maybe I want to do a master's in the future. Fine arts is very broad major. Like, I could do a master's in something more specific, but that the future will tell.
Here's a loaded question, but where do you see yourself in 5 years career-wise? Maybe both as, you know, a working lady or as a professional basketball player?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I would love to play professional basketball for a while, so that's probably, I don't know, one of the options, and maybe if I can get a master's as well. So yeah.
Okay. Now, we got a lot of young ladies out there listening to you, Maren, and I'm wondering if you could give those young aspiring athletes, what advice would you give a young lady out there aspiring to be an elite student athlete?
Well, I would say that elite sports is not for everybody. You have to be ready to make sacrifices when you come to play this type of level of sports, right? And it's gonna be hard. You gotta work very hard because you're studying and you're playing and you gotta sacrifice many, many things. So I believe that is really hard work for years nonstop.
Now, in our program, Mara, you know that it's a big commitment, and we probably sacrifice about 20 hours a week in terms of training, strength training, practice, watching film, preparing for opponents, games, and you also probably do the equivalent in the classroom. What do you do with your free time when you're not studying or training? What do you like to do?
I like to spend time with my friends when I can because you don't have that time all the time. So I mean, yeah, like be with your friends and like with family. I live with a family, so I kind of have a second family here in Lennoxville. So, just spend time with people that I care about, mostly.
I think the final question, Mary, is I think, Bishop's is a wonderful, wonderful place. And what are your impressions of Bishop's University other than being a student athlete? Would you recommend Bishop's as a school of choice for young students out there?
For sure. I believe that the fact that Bishop's is so small, it makes it really good to study. Like I for example, I have really good connections with professors that maybe in a big school that doesn't happen. So I believe that the small community really gives you the chance to improve as a student in every field.
Mara, thank you so much and have a great season this year.
Thank you, coach.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And when that foghorn blows.
Okay, welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. We're now on to the special guest component of our show. Today we're being joined by our academic advisor for our team. It's Miss Charlene Marion, who's a Bishop's alum, the class of 06. She graduated with a degree in human resources. She now works for the business school. Charlene, can you tell us a bit about your role as academic advisor for the women's basketball program at Bishop's University?
Absolutely. So it has evolved a little bit over the years. I was an academic advisor in my main role at the business school and ended up several years ago taking on a contract for student success with all athletes at Bishop's, and ended up having a baby and let that go, but still had a very soft spot for academics for our athletes, and decided to stay on with the women's program to ensure success there.
Great. Can you tell us some of your main responsibilities?
So for current players, a lot of it is around ensuring they're in the right courses to graduate. Of course, graduation is the number one priority for our athletes, getting them in and making sure that they get a degree at the end of it. Also just discussing their career interests or their hobbies and figuring out, can we do minors, can we do double majors, those types of things. Just to make sure that it's a right fit for what they may want to do later. Helping them find tutors, and essentially just all in all a guide for our current students. On the flip side, for our recruits, I usually sit with all of the recruits coming in and start building an academic strategy with them, figuring out what they want to study, what that may look like, admissions criteria, and things of that nature, and how it all fits into their overall career objectives.
That's great. Can you please give us an idea of the various academic programs our student athletes study at BU and the amount of study time involved?
Well, it's what's very interesting is that we have student athletes from basically, every walk of life and every academic interest we have. business, primary and secondary education, science, sociology, psychology, sports studies, and fine arts and classics. So we pretty much have it all. And in terms of study time, I mean, it's, you know, a typical course. Most of our student athletes are in 4 to 5 courses. That's 3 hours of class time per week. And the typical course is about 3 hours of reading and coursework on top of that. So you're looking at roughly between 12 and 15 hours of class time, and then an additional 12, 15 hours of work. And, you know, if you throw in midterms and end of semester, then that can easily increase quickly.
Great. Can you touch on some of the eligibility requirements of a varsity athlete, academic-wise?
Absolutely. The basic one is essentially they need to be in 9 credits in any given semester. So that's essentially 3 regular courses, if you will, and need to pass 18 credits or 6 regular university courses in the course of the calendar year from September 1st to August 31st.
Thank you. Now, Charlene, you know, with our student athlete academic support program, we put a certain emphasis on academic excellence. In your opinion, why is that so important?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, on the women's side, you don't make typically a career out of sport, unlike the men's side, where you may be able to make a living out of that. And even from a coaching standpoint, it's difficult for women to get into that industry. So I think having academic excellence is important foundation for building their future careers. You know, the things that we will teach them as students and the habits that they will get into as students will translate over into their future careers. And so we don't only want, you know, being a good student will likely mean you'll be a good citizen and a good, you know, a good corporate citizen at the end of the day.
Great. Now, we put a lot of emphasis on having academic All-Canadians. Last year, we managed to have 6 of them. Can you talk about how that impacts our program in a positive way? Maybe from the point of view of being in the admin side of things and working with some of the people across the street from varsity.
I mean, I think the status of academic All-Canadian is what you strive for, and it's truly what it means to be a student athlete.
What type of marks do you have to get to be an academic All-Canadian?
It's an 80% average. So, you know, if we roll back to, you know, 12 hours of class plus, you know, between 12 and 20 hours of homework time, and then, you know, 20 to 25 hours of training to your dedicated sport, anyone that can pull off an 80% average, it's phenomenal, and it speaks to their work ethic and their time management skills. So for us, having an academic All-Canadian reinforces the academic program that we have in place, the types of individuals that we're recruiting and that Bishop's recruits and that we want as part of our community.
That's a great answer. Earlier we spoke with Mara Marchesotti, and I'd like you to I was wondering if you could just briefly touch on her academic pursuits.
So Mara is a very interesting interesting individual, and I think she speaks to really what a liberal education institution stands for, which is sort of what Bishop's heart and soul really is around. Interestingly enough, Mara comes from Argentina, as she mentioned, and you know, English is her 3rd or 4th language, so coming here was already a transition. You know, her first semester she took 6 courses, which we don't recommend for first year non-native English speakers. But she excelled. She excelled the whole way through and found her passions in fine arts. The studio option, so painting and drawing, and then found a love for classics. So got really interested in everything Greek mythology, Roman art, and really developed a passion for that. And because Bishop's is flexible and has that liberal education feel to it, she was able to easily add a double major. So she and is now an 80% plus student on top of all of that. So.
Perfect. I know in the past I've watched you give a time management workshop to our student athletes, and now you've touched on being an academic All-Canadian. Can you maybe talk about the balance? How important it is to have a balance between academics and athletics?
I think it is all about, it's exactly what you said. It is a student athlete's ability to manage their time. You know, a student athlete does not have the luxury to waste time. You know, every minute in their day counts. They're not the average student on campus that can go home and maybe take an hour to themselves and watch movies. That, you know, it's all about planning. And the student athletes that I've seen that have the most success are those that are able to create reasonable schedules for themselves and set some attainable goals and be on top of things and know when things are due and communicate with their professors and communicate with me if they need a little bit of extra help and guidance.
Now, I think, Charlene, you'd be pleased to hear that we're going to Nipissing leaving tomorrow. We're going to be gone for 4 days from September 28th to October 1st. And we have scheduled in study periods, both on the trip down and at the hotel. And you were a big part of, you know, implementing this type of program. Can you tell us how that benefits our athletes?
Well, I think, you know, you always, as a student athlete, you're always wearing those two hats, you know, from, you know, 10 to 2, you're going to be in game mode and you're going to be an athlete. But from, you know, 3 to 6, you're going to have to be a student because that's why you're here. So I think also scheduling things in, you know, some student athletes don't need it. They're going to schedule it in for themselves and they have that capacity to do that. You know, those that need a little more guidance and a little help with structure, actually scheduling time to study when you're on the road just makes sense. I think it makes sense for everybody.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Time Out with Coach Craig Norman.
Thanks for having me, Coach.
When that foghorn whistle blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to feel.
Okay, welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. This is the wrap-up segment of our show, and we're just gonna chronicle what our schedule looks like in the next couple of days. Tomorrow, Thursday, September 28th, we're leaving for North Bay, Ontario. We're going down to the Nipissing Tournament. We're gonna be playing Algoma College on Friday, September 29th, and we're gonna be playing Nipissing University on Saturday, September 30th. We look at these trips not like a road trip, but more as a business trip. We have an itinerary and we have goals. The goals for this trip are to evaluate the progress of our season thus far. Obviously, we want to win some games, but most importantly, this trip is to work on team chemistry through some strategic team building activities. I think that both these games versus Algoma and Nipissing are winnable games. And we look to have some early season success. And next week, we will give you a summary of how we do. And we'll have some more special guests next week. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sailed into the mystic. Hark, now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. When that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. when that foghorn whistle blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it. I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold into the mystic. When that foghorn blows, I will be coming home, girl. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I wanna hear.